from KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is Oakland cartoonist Wahab Argharmi. Hey, Wahab.
Hi, Janae.
Wahab wrote and illustrated the graphic novel Almost Sunset. The story is about a young Muslim American boy who is observing Ramadan and while struggling to find balance between family, school, and being accepted by his peers. And right now we're going to hear Wahab's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay and at home. First up is the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland. The historic theater opened in 1926. Wow, so it's almost 100 years old. Originally, it only had one auditorium. Then back in the 80s, it expanded to four. And it's one of the theater's most iconic features is its roof sign. And it has the theater's name spelled out and shines brightly at night. This is an Oakland landmark. We already know that we have. What is your favorite? Well, what are your favorite memories here?
Oh, man. One of the earliest memories I have, I grew up in Oakland. One of my earliest memories is I believe I watched E.T. at Grand Lake Theater when I was a kid. Yeah. And I remember crying when E.T. gets drunk. You know, I was a little kid and I think my dad had to drag me out of the theater. But it's like, you know, like in my head somewhere back there. And I've always loved that theater. Grand Lake is just so nice to be. Yeah.
It is. And, you know, it's an independent theater, so we got to support the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland. Wahab, your next pick is the graphic novel Meanwhile by Jason Shiga. The story follows a boy who meets a mad scientist, and he asks the boy to test either a mind-reading device, a time machine, or a doomsday machine. And the twist to this fun adventure is that the reader gets to decide what happens next. So some pages are meant to be read from right to left or up and down. There are over 3,000 ways to read this story. Now, Wahab, I know comics is your field. 3,000 ways to read this story. Talk about this graphic novel.
You know, I'll trust his math on that. And I've been saying it for a while. He's not just a comic book guy. He's not just a cartoonist. Jason Shiga is an innovator. And I think people are going to be studying his work for years to come and the things he's done. Meanwhile, just the pinnacle of what he's done. He's done other Choose Your Own Adventures. He's done binary comics. He's done fold-out comics. It's just remarkable in the way he tells his story. So his stories are fun already. Meanwhile, really, once you get into it, even though there's 3,000 different ways to read it, there's like a heart of the story. And if you can find it, it's really about time travel and family and all this cool stuff. And it all sparks from a choice of, do you want a vanilla ice cream or a chocolate ice cream? And it'll just send you down this path of this amazing story. He's a true innovator in the field.
That sounds just like life.
He put life in a book.
Pretty much. Do you choose this way or you choose that route? All right. That's the graphic novel Meanwhile by Jason Shiga. And your final pick we have is Purple Pepper Pizza. In Oakland, their most popular pizza is the Greek goddess, and instead of tomato sauce, they use pesto sauce. Then they add spinach and broccoli and black olives and feta cheese. Now, Wahab, you must really like this place because you mentioned it in your graphic novel. I'm lactose intolerant, so if I could eat... Why are you laughing because I'm lactose intolerant?
Thanks for the share.
Well, I didn't get into the details of what happens when I eat pizza, but we won't go there.
It is funny. Anybody that's lactose intolerant is always ready to share that they're lactose intolerant. Like, okay.
Okay, Wahab, just tell us about the pizza place. So what makes this spot so special?
Purple Pepper Pizza, it's not just the pizza place. That's the great thing. And yes, I put it in my book. And the reason I put it in my book is because it's owned and operated by a Yemeni family. And they've been making halal, or not halal, but just no pork. You know, as Muslims, we don't eat pork. And with pizza, the biggest topping is pepperoni. So it's always hard to find a place. And this family has been making pizzas for Muslims and everybody else for years, like probably like 20 years or something like that.
All right. So do they have anything for me?
Absolutely. Yeah, they have sides, all kinds of stuff.
All right. Shout out to my lactose intolerant folks. That's Purple Pepper Pizza in Oakland. I've been speaking with cartoonist Wahab Argami and having too much fun with him. His graphic novel, Almost Sunset, is available now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my news program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darton. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darton.